Thank you so much for joining us, Marika.
You're most welcome.
Now, our first question is, how are women typically portrayed in video games?
You know, video games form an important part in our daily life, and it is a platform that influences attitudes. And so the portrayal of women is really important. And what has been found in research is that women are objectified and sexualized. They seem to be portrayed as weak and submissive versus males being portrayed as hyper-masculine and violent and powerful.
Yeah, you're seeing this in a lot of like more popular games. Like I play video games myself, and I found myself being steered as a woman. I found myself being steered more towards games that are quite empowering for women. But like there are still these popular games that have these representation of women as either like something to be killed or something to be attracted to. And it's honestly it's despicable. Now what impact can this have on the views of people playing games, do you think?
You know, many people play games nowadays, and it's not just the recent video game Red Dead Redemption number 2, but also Fortnite. I hear a lot of people talk about their children playing Fortnite and being addicted to. So it is very important to understand that there is almost like this perception of reality that can come in. And so, you know, stereotypical gender assumptions and gender norms seem to be reinforced unconsciously through some of the games. So that is one of the dangers that I see.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, last month, a video was uploaded on YouTube of someone playing the game Red Dead Redemption 2, and it was titled Beating Up Annoying Feminist. Now, how do people respond to this?
Yes, so that is really interesting because it has elicited a lot of criticism, of course. The challenge is that, you know, there is a certain anonymity in the gaming environment, and sometimes some of the male players particularly seem to be able to voice hostile attitudes and entitlements, very extreme reactions towards female characters. And that, of course, is very challenging, particularly against the background of the Me Too movement, where we are really working towards gender equality and voicing our experiences of harassment in not only in the workplace but everyday life, even in a gaming environment. So I think it is really important that you know, we challenge assumptions and expressions like beating up annoying feminists is something that is acceptable nowadays. It definitely isn't.
And that's the thing. I was actually having a conversation about this the other day with somebody about like depictions of what is okay and what is not okay in video games. And there's a lot of games where the choices you make determine the person that you are, essentially. But in games like Red Dead Redemption and stuff, you can do these things. You can beat up feminists and stuff like that. And it might have an effect on like how much of a good guy or a bad guy your character is. But it doesn't really teach them anything. It seems like it's just kind of like, oh yeah, you know, this got you bad karma points, but it's not exactly teaching people that it's wrong. So do you think there is an association between violence in gaming and attitudes towards violence against women?
So research very clearly indicates that there is a strong positive association. between violence in gaming and long hours of playing heavy violent games and attitudes towards women. The issue, of course, is the underlying attitude towards, you know, suffrage of women without any repercussion, because the Red Dead Redemption game is in the 19th century in the U.S., where women stand up for female voting rights. So, you know, that is the background of the feminism. And having, like, equal rights than men is something that we not only desire, but have a right to. So these extreme reactions towards so-called annoying feminists is very concerning to me.
Yeah, of course. It's incredibly concerning to see how people react to something in a game that's essentially supposed to be bad, but then they take it and they're like, oh, this is actually very funny and good to do this. And then it can definitely skew the way that they see violence against women in real life, definitely. Moving forward, what do you think game developers could do or consider to move away from this culture of violence against women in video games?
I think consideration should be given of behavioral disinhibition. With this game, you know, it is definitely not okay to allow gamers to not only beat up, but even eventually kill a female character. So I think there is definitely some responsibility that game developers should have. But also, you know, gamers themselves should be held accountable if they portray behavior that is against the social norms, then this behavior should be called out and called out by other gamers, for example. You know, other men who say it is actually not okay to do that and upload, the game or the part of the game onto YouTube for others. I think this anonymity of the gaming environment, as I said before, that really allows this toxic masculinity to surface, needs to be challenged, and hopefully not only by, you know, women who voice their concern, but also men.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Marika. It's been great to talk to you.
You're very welcome, and thank you very much for allowing me to talk to you today.